The men at the center of Alaska's political corruption scheme will be sentenced next Wednesday. Today, a federal judge denied former Veeco CEO Bill Allen's request for a sentencing delay. Court documents filed this week relating to his punishment shed new light on Allen's claims against Congressman Don Young. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The sentencing of Bill Allen and that of former Veeco Vice President Rick Smith have been delayed in the past because they're cooperating with the FBI and federal prosecutors. The two men pled guilty in 2007 to conspiracy and bribing state and federal lawmakers to vote for legislation favorable to them and the oil industry. Allen wanted his sentencing delayed until February, but Judge John Sedgwick says his level of cooperation is already evident. The judge wrote in his decision to move forward that it's time to turn Allen's page in this lamentable chapter of Alaska's history. Prosecutors want Allen sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison and fined $750,000. They want Rick Smith sent to prison for 42 months, half a year less than Allen, and fined $7,500 to $75,000. The two former executives are hoping for far lighter sentences. Allen is asking for 6 months in prison, 6 months community service, and a fine of $150,000. Smith wants a year and a day in prison and 100 hours of community service. In court papers filed Wednesday relating to sentencing, prosecutors revealed information never before made public. They reference a United States Representative A, who appears to be Congressman Don Young, Alaska's only representative. In a confession of criminal activity, Allen talks about giving gifts to the representative and also says he gave gifts to former Senator Ted Stevens. The documents say Smith gave a $1,000 set of golf clubs to U.S. Representative A, and Allen and Smith admit to breaking federal campaign finance rules to benefit him. They say they used Veeco funds to pay for annual fundraisers amounting to between $130,000 and $195,000. Congressman Young has been under federal investigation, but has said he's done nothing wrong and has not been charged. The government's case against Senator Stevens fell apart in April because of prosecutorial misconduct. In Anchorage, I'm Libby Casey.